Left off at Umayiria, I believe, right? Umayiria, about 10 lines into the page, Daf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, and remember, punctuate your Gemaras while you're doing this, write in translations while you're doing this, it will help you a lot later on. Umayiria Ditani Shalosh. Why does it say Shalosh? Listeni Shlosha. The proper word to use would be Shlosha. Which one of those is Lashon Zachar? Which one is Lashon Nekeva? So remember, with numbers, it's backwards. Shalosh is Lashon Nekeva. Shlosha is Lashon Zachar. So the Gemara is asking, it should say Shlosha, because it's Shlosha what? Drachim, Derech is Lashon Zachar. So the right way to say it would have been Shlosha Drachim, because a Derech is a Lashon Zachar. Why does it say Shalosh and not Shlosha? A simple grammatical question. Why does it say Shalosh and not Shlosha? Answers the Gemara, Mishum dekabayil lemisni derech, v'derech lashon nekevahu. Because the Mishnah is going to say derech, and you think derech is lashon zachar, it's not. Derech is a feminine term. It's a lashon nekeva. How do I know that? Dichsiv, because there's a pasuk that says, v'hodata lahem es haderech yelchu ba. V'hodata lahem es haderech Yel Chuba. How do you see in that pasuk that it's Lashon Nekeva? Who said it? Ba. The word Ba shows you that it's Lashon Nekeva. What's Ba? On it. On what? The Derech. If it was Lashon Zachar, it would have said Bo. The fact that it says Ba tells me that Derech must be Lashon Nekeva. So since Derech is Lashon Nekeva, that's why we have Shalosh and not Shlosha. That's the Gemara's answer. So asks the Gemara, well, wait a second. Ve'alahadetanya, we have another brisa, really it's a Mishnah, I think. B'shiva drachim botkin es hazav. That shiva drachim. He uses the term shiva, which is masculine, zachar, even though it's talking about drachim. In the context of how to question a zav about whether his emission happened based on an event that in his life where he wouldn't be tamei, or whether it happened just totally unexplained, in which case he would be tamei. So nisni sheva. If really derech is a lashon nekeva, then it should have said sheva, not shiva. Answers the Gemara, mishum dekabayu lemisni derech. Va'ashchan derech de'ikri lashon zachar. Now, the word derech sometimes is also a lashon zachar. When is the word derech a lashon zachar? Dichsiv, we have another pasuk. But derech echad yetzu elecha, ubishiv'ah drachim yanusu lifanecha. So you see, in that pasuk, when it's talking about going out to war, that the enemies are going to come at you as one unit, but you're going to defeat them so soundly that they're going to scatter in seven different directions. Shiv adrachim. What do you see from that pasuk? That the word derech sometimes is used as lashon zachar. So we have two psukim. One pasuk will help if I have different colors. One pasuk is nekeva, and shiv adrachim is zachar. That would be Lashon Zachar. So we have two Pesukim, one Nekeva, one Zachar, and that's why we have two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah uses the word Derech in the Nekeva form, and the Mishnah in Zavin uses the word Derech in the what? In the Zachar form, and each one has a Pesuk to rely on. So I ask the Gemara, no, that doesn't make it better, that makes it worse, because it's got to be one or the other, right? Ihachi kashu kroya adadi. It's a contradiction between the two psukim. V'kashanami masnisna adadi. And it's a contradiction between the two mishnayis. Question mark. You can't have the word derech mean lashon zachar in one mishnah and lashon nekeva in another mishnah. Mean lashon zachar in one pasuk and lashon nekeva in another pasuk. That doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara, well, let's first deal with the psukim. Again, what were the two psukim? One of the psukim was v'odata lehem es haderech yelchu ba. That's talking about Torah. God is going to let you know the derech to go in. The derech is the derech of the Torah. And the other pasuk is b'shiva drachim yanusu lefanecha. That's talking about when you are doing what? War, fighting a war. So how do we deal with these psukim? So kraya adadi lo kashya. The psukim are not a kashya on each other. Why? Hacha dibitorah ka'i. Over here, where it's talking about Torah, what's over here? Which pasuk? The first one, Vodat Lamasdarach Yelchuba, where it's talking about Torah, Vitorah Ikri Lashon Nekeva. And Torah is Lashon Nekeva. Dechsiv, Torah Hashem Timima Mishivas Nafesh. That's a quote from Pasuk, where Torah Hashem is described as not Tamim, but it's described as Timima, Lashon Nekeva. So Torah is Lashon Nekeva. That's why it's Vodat Lamasdarach Yelchuba, Lashon Nekeva, because it's talking about Torah. So Kasav La Lashon Nekeva. That's why that pasuk uses Lashon Nekeva. Hasam, but in the other pasuk, which pasuk? B'shiva drachim yanusim yipanecha. The one about what? War. Debimelchama ka'i, where it's talking about war. Who fights wars, men or women, in ancient times? Men only. Did darko shalish lasos melchama. It was the way of men to fight wars. Ve'in darko shalish lasos melchama. It would be highly unusual for women to fight wars. So kasav la b'lashon zachar. That's why the pasuk describing war uses the masculine, not the feminine. So that's how we answer the pasukim. How could one pasuk use a feminine for derech and the other pasuk use a masculine for derech? Well, when we're talking about Torah, that's what? Feminine, that's Nekeva, Torah Hashem Tamima. And when we're talking about war, that is masculine, because men fight wars. Interesting to note, the Gemara doesn't say, well, men learn Torah, not women. The Gemara doesn't say that. Interesting to note, but we'll leave that aside for now. So we answer the psukim. Masnisina adadi lokashim, but we still have to deal with the two Mishnayos. We have our Mishnah, which uses bishalosh drachim, which implies that derech is a lasho Nekeva. And we have the Mishnah in Zavim, which says b'shiv'a derechim, which implies that derech is a lashon zachar. So what do we do with that? So says Gemara, well, again, think about it. What's our Mishnah about? It's about a woman. Hacha delgabe isha ka'i. Over here, we're talking about kiddushim, talking about marrying a woman. So katani la b'lashon nekeva. It says it in lashon nekeva, in the feminine. Hasam delgabe ish ka'i. Over there, it's talking about a man, a zav. So it's talking about a man. The darko shalish li badek, the ain darko shalish li badek. Because only the man has to fill out the 7-question questionnaire before we determine if he's a zav. For a woman, if something came out of her body, we don't have to ask any questions. What happens automatically? She's tamei. So clearly, that whole mishnah is only talking about a man. Taisha nami ba'onas mitama. A woman would become tamei even if it was a total freak accident. It doesn't make a difference why it happened. Even if she just happened to have jumped, or happened to have eaten something, or happened to have drunk something that caused it, it doesn't matter. She's tamei anyway. So there is no botkines hazava. It's only about a man. That's why tani lashon zachar. That's why it says Lashon Zachar in that Mishnah. Very technical Gemara. What are we saying? Why is the word derech sometimes used in the masculine, sometimes used in the feminine? So in Psukim we have a pasuk about Torah where it uses it in the feminine, and a pasuk about war where it uses it in the masculine. As far as Mishnayos are concerned, the Mishnah about being Mekadesh and Isha uses derech in the feminine, the Keva, and the Mishnah about Azav uses it in the Zachar. So main point number 3. We say shalosh and not shlosha. Right? We're up to number 3 already, I think. We say shalosh and not shlosha because derech is nekeva when speaking about feminine things. Derech is nekeva when speaking about feminine things. Like what? What do I mean? 1 second. Derech is nekeva when speaking about feminine things. What does that mean, feminine things? Torah and kiddushin. But it's zachar when speaking about masculine things, like war and zav. So derech is nekeva when speaking about feminine things, like Torah and kiddushin. But it's zachar when speaking about masculine things, like melchama and zav. So, period. Weiter now. Second wide line. My time atani shalosh mishum drachim nisni dvarim v'nisni shlosha. Asks the Gemara, okay, now you explain shalosh, but what about drachim? Drachim is a weird word to use. You know what we should say? Dvarim. There are 3 ways to be mekadesh. Why does it say drachim? And if you use dvarim, then you would definitely use shlosha. So why does it say shalosh? Because it has to say shalosh because of derech, nisni dvarim. If we'd use the right word with the 4th word of this mesechta, V'nisni shlosha. We'd be able to say shlosha, question mark. The Gemara is going to have two answers to this question. Answers the Gemara. Mishum dekabai l'misni bia. The reason it uses the term drachim is because on the list is going to be bia. Bia is one of the ways to be mekadesh nisha. Ubia ikri derech. And we find that the Tanakh refers to bia as a derech. Where does it refer to bia as a derech? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in Sefer Mishle, v'derech gever ba'alma kein derech isha mina efes. That it's the derech, that it describes someone who commits adultery. And it describes adultery as a derech. So since it's described as a derech, you see that bia is a derech. That's why we use the term drachim instead of what? Dvarim. So first answer, why do we use drachim instead of dvarim? Because we're going to mention bia. Ask the Gemara, yeah, but you know what else we're going to mention? There are three ways to be mekadesh nisha. Not just bia, there's also kesem and shtar. And the right word to use for kesem and shtar would not be drachim, it would be dvarim. So, ha-tenach bia, kesem and shtar ma'ikel meimar. I understand that bia makes sense, you would use the word drachim, but for kesef and shtar, you should use the word dvarim. Answers the Gemara, yeah, mishum bia. Yeah, but because bia makes sense, use drachim, so we just use drachim for all of them. But does that make sense, the Gemara says? If you have two out of three, where the right word would have been what? Dvarim. And only one out of three where the right word is drachim. So, vitani tarti atu chada? And Rashi adds, bitmiha? Would you inconvenience the two of them in favor of the one? What are the two of them? Kesef and shtar, so that it can fit in line with bia. It should be the opposite. Answers the Gemara: Hanach nami tzorach bia ninu. At the end of the day, there's always going to be a bia, even when you do kiddushay kesef, kiddushay shtar. Ishus, marriage, is only fully consummated when there is a bia. So that's why we emphasize the bia more than the other two. Period. That is answer number one. Answer number two to the question. Again, what was the question that we're dealing with? Why does the Mishnah use the word drachim and not dvarim? The ibayasema. The other possibility is the ibayasema. That's the abbreviation. Make sure you get the abbreviation. The ibayasema. Hamani Rabbi Shimonhi. Maybe our Mishnah is assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Detanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, because we have a brisa where Rabbi Shimon says, Mipnei ma amra Torah. Why does the Torah say ki yikach ish isha? When it describes marriage, it says when a man takes a woman. V'lo kasav, it does not say in the Torah ki tilakach isha l'ish. When a woman is taken to a man, why does it describe the man doing the taking, not the woman being taken? So Rabbi Shimon explained as follows: says it's simple derech eretz. Who should ask who out on a date? The man should ask the woman out. The man should be looking for the women. Not yet, but later in life. The man should be looking for the women. The women shouldn't be looking for the men. Mipnei shedarko shel ish lachzor al isha. It's the derech. Derech over here meaning derech eretz. It's the right thing. It's the appropriate way to behave. It's the derech for a man to go after a woman. Ve'in darko shel isha lachzor al ish. It's unbecoming for a woman to have to chase after men. It's not proper. It's not... Women in Judaism are viewed as super dignified. Men, not so much. So it's beneath a woman's dignity to go looking and chasing after men. It's not beneath a man's dignity to chase after women. So the man should be the one going after the woman. So that's why we use the term derech when we describe kiddushin, because we want to let you know that there's a derech eretz over here. And what's the derech eretz? The guy should ask the girl out on the date, not vice versa. Mashal Adam Sha'avdala Aveda, it's like if you have a person, a mashal, an allegory of a person who lost an object, he lost something. Mi chozer al mi, who looks for who? You lose your iPod. Bal Aveda mechazer al Aveda. So the iPod doesn't come looking for you yet. They haven't worked that out yet. Well, I'm sure they'll develop the technology. But you go looking for your iPod. So the Bal Aveda looks... So when the woman is considered the Aveda of the man, why on earth would the woman be considered the Aveda, a lost object of the man? Because Adam was created, and God took out a rib, which Adam lost, and created this woman out of it. So Adam's got to go find his rib. So he's looking for the woman. That's what he's supposed to be doing. Period. That's answer number two. Main point number four. Two reasons why we say drachim and not dvarim. Two reasons why we say drachim and not dvarim. A, because we want to talk about bia, which is associated with derech. Because all marriage leads to bia, which is associated with derech. And B, what was B? What was the other reason he's drachim? Good, because the derech eretz is that men should ask the girl out and not the other way around. Two reasons we say drachim and not dvarim. A, because we want to emphasize bia, since all marriage leads to bia. And B, to teach a derech eretz, that man is supposed to search a woman out and not vice versa. Let's do two more lines. The Gemara is now going to focus on, well, let's look throughout the rest of Shas, every time the word Drachim is used, and see if we can explain why Dvarim is not used instead of Drachim. Now that we dealt with our Mishnah, let's look at every other Mishnah in Shas. A lot of times the Masechtas start out this way, by just giving you an overview of Shas, and it's a good way to just get, even though it has nothing to do with Kiddushin, it's just a good way to get educated about all the different things that are out there in Shas. So V'haditan, we have another Mishnah. I mean, the same Mishnah we quoted before. B'zayin Drachim Botkin Esazav. It says there are seven drachim that we search a zav. Listni dvarim. Shouldn't it say there are seven dvarim? There's seven matters that we have to ask the zav about to determine whether he's tamei or not? Answers Gemara, hasam hakamashmalan. Over there it's also telling me some derech eretz. It's telling me the way of the world. And what it's telling me is, didarka demichla yaseira la suya lidei ziva. It's normal for michla yaseira. Michla means food, ma'achal, food. Michla yaseira, what's yaseira? Extra, a lot. For a lot of food to bring about tumas ziva. Vidarka demishtia yaseira. And it's also normal, darka, normal, demishtia yaseira. Of what? Extra drinks, la'asuyili de ziva, to bring about ziva. So that's why I use the term drachim over there. And then the Gemara is going to go on to find other places where the word drachim is used and see why he uses drachim in those other places. But that is Daf Beis Amud Beis. Any questions before?